The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp of an eaglet being born. Waiting for the chirp.
This is from 1776, the musical.
I've never
heard this is great.
Awesome.
We have another eaglet, and the spokesperson for the eagle family, Julia Cicery, is here. Julia, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hey, Julia.
I am great. Thank you for playing that song. I've never heard it before.
It's from 1776. Wow, I'm the only I know the words to that song.
It's
a great song for you to use. So, now, how does one become a spokesperson for an eagle?
Well, I am actually a spokesperson for the American Eagle Foundation, which is one of the organizations that run the D.C. Eagle Museum. We partnered with the USDA and the U.S. National Arboretum in 2015 to create what we now know as the D.C. Eagle Museum. So I've been working pretty hard over the past year and a half making sure this Cam's a success.
And it's so popular. It is a time suck because it is so, I don't know what it is about watching.
You can't take your eyes off of it.
I adore it. I love it. I'm so glad that you have done this. And I think it really does raise awareness about of the American Eagle. And I think it's great. I have a question. Now, the first baby was born yesterday, but worked its way out of the shell yesterday. Today, or 2 days ago, and now we have the second one born yesterday. So one Wednesday, one Thursday. Are they twins?
No, they're not twins. You wouldn't really consider two eaglets twins. I mean, I've never heard of two eaglets coming out of the same shell. I guess that would be considered.
They would have to come out of the same shell. Okay, that's true.
Right.
So like fraternal.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, like fraternal twins. Now, we know that their parents are Mr. President and First Lady. Do these two little additions have names or not?
Not yet. As of now, we're calling them DC-4 and DC-5 because these are the fourth and fifth eaglets that are raised by this set of parents
at
this specific nest.
You know, when I first came to Washington, D.C., I remember they were still very concerned about the eagle population, and they felt that it was in crisis, and they were very, very, very worried about it. And I remember doing some stories about how they were starting to come back. Right now, in this area, I think you'd have to say our eagle population is thriving, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's made a great comeback. I mean, there's record of several nests around the area and, you know, eagles that come through the area. So it really is a success story, you know, and not just in D.C., but our country. I mean, in the 80s, we only had one eagle nest in Tennessee where our foundation is headquartered. And we, you know, we were part of about 400 eagle releases in the state to help bring back the bald eagle in Tennessee. And there are people like us all over the country who, you know, were doing the same thing. They were doing as much as they could to help the bald eagle population. And it really was due to, you know, the efforts of organizations, the government, you know, and we did it. You know, we brought the eagle back.
Good for you.
Will we now see eagles in all of the continental United States now? Is that their natural habitat, the entire country?
Well, you're going to find eagles mostly around places with waterways, rivers, lakes, you know, very large ponds. So you're going to see a majority of eagles around those areas. But, yeah, I really do think there probably are eagles in every state now.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on a job well done. I think it's a wonderful story.
And you can go to the Eagle Cam and watch them now as they're feeding. And
they're
that's
so
the best
cute.
Thing. Yeah, they bring in. There they are. There they are. Aren't they adorable? Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it, Julia.
The Eagle. We're they're waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp of an eaglet being born.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.